Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Keep it brief because it's the news. Larson, what's going on in the news?
What's going on in the news?
Brief news.
Well, I mean, today's episode is pretty much a WWE backstage recap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because there was a couple morsels that came from last night's episode.
It's a real fun show.
It is a fun show.
A lot of fun stuff there.
It is a fun show. Seth Rollins was special guest last night.
Yeah, he was.
What? Do you think he helped himself?
No, man. He doesn't. He needs to delete his Twitter, stop talking, and just put on really fantastic matches. He's one of the best wrestlers on the planet Earth, man. But, yeah, his own personal public relations, tools aren't the best.
I kind of feel like that's the storyline they're going with.
They're not
like
the best.
That's the storyline they're going with. He's bad social media guy. That's his character name.
Okay, but here's the thing.
What?
That's a shoot. That's for real.
Yeah,
he ain't doing that as...
No, that it is shoot, but also they're saying, oh, this is something he's, depending on your perspective, good or bad at.
Yeah.
He's good at being bad social media guy, or he's a bad social media guy. Let's just make that his character.
But you know what? He's also trying to politic his way into a match with CM Punk.
Yeah, seems like it.
But is that going to happen?
Probably not. It was brought up, Punk, that is. This is what Seth had to say, quote, should I do it in Seth voice? I'll have to drink some water after.
Nah.
I'm here. Yourself. He's not here. I'm not shocked about that. That's more like in the ring, on the mic, Seth.
Yeah.
I think I've exhausted all my energy on the subject. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's time to maybe move on to something that matters. I wish he was here. I wish we could have a face-to-face, but it's not in the cards.
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting because there were reports last week that when Seth got on the mic during his promo the crowd chanting CM Punk, he addressed the crowd, and you know Vince doesn't like when people. Apparently, Vince doesn't like when people.
Well, that's weird that report came out because, like, on the Raw prior, or the SmackDown. In SmackDown, AJ and the Club had that promo down by the ramp, and there was CM Punk chants, and he said, "Oh, AJ said, oh, I'd wipe the floor with him."
That was very fast. That was a very quick way to sort of diffuse the crowd. When Seth is in the middle of the ring and he says like five sentences about him.
Well, he wants to match with CM Punk.
Yeah, no, I know. But if Vince can't deliver it, Vince is not into it. I get that. Is it a weird Vinceism? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it is. Because how many times has he like set something up but not followed through on it?
Yeah, but in the moment when he sets it up, he wants to do it. He never sets anything up that he doesn't want to do. He might change his mind 10 minutes later.
All I'm saying is that...
Anyways, so I wonder, let me ask you this though.
What?
I wonder if he said this, so if this was sort of a directive of Vince's to go on there, because he's going to go on there anyways, you need to make this as boring and dull a retraction as possible, because that's what this is.
Pretty dull. It's pretty boring.
I wish he was here. I wish we could have a face-to-face, but it's not in the cards. Not going to happen.
Also,
there was no promoing here.
Also, he said, I'm not shocked he's here. That's kind of passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of passive-aggressive stuff in here.
Yeah.
Saying it's not in the cards.
A lot of wrestling promos these days are just passive-aggression, huh?
I know. He also talked about like the Hell in a Cell match, how that went over with fart, even though we both kind of liked it.
Yeah, I kind of
liked it. I kind of liked it, too. But like, listen to this. I have this quote here. This is from Fightful. That previous quote is from Fightful too.
Sure.
Good to say about Hell in a Cell. Quote, the Sacramento crowd, they're unhappy.
Boo.
They didn't like what was going on, and I was the guy to eat the brunt of that. I'm the guy that's got to sit out there having to deal with those chants. It goes viral. People see it, and it comes back on me. It started there. But I had a Twitter exchange with Will Ospreay that turned people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's one thing that you can point to as far as why, how the crowd, because that was a good portion of the conversation between himself and the panel. Why do people not like you anymore?
I like that Paige said, I have a list of notes here we can go over.
I know.
And it's all the stuff that we know. It's all the stuff that's really obvious.
Christian, like they're talking about the Twitter activity. And Christian said like, yeah, maybe you should proofread it. Twice.
A couple times. Yeah.
You know, they were getting on, hey, like dial back on the Twitter business.
Yeah.
You know, calling people dorks for asking about process.
You know, in Seth's defense, it seems like in wrestling, whenever you're either the guy or in a top spot or the spotlight is on you in the moment, it seems really difficult to make well-reasoned decisions.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've seen people like, for example, going back 15 years now or 10 years now, 15 years, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, he's running hard. And it's easy 15 years later for him to look back and say, man, I made some bad decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there were plenty of people at the time saying, you need to slow down and stop with the energy drinks.
The schedule all of these men and women keep in WWE.
Time goes by so fast.
And then you probably have tunnel vision. Yeah. You are focusing on what you got to do.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt that Seth is sincere in his passion and love for wrestling and specifically the company he works for.
Yeah.
In this day and age, people just don't want to see a bunch of rah-rah stuff about WWE when the general perception is that the quality of the show is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
And then if you're out there saying, oh, no, this is... You know, by and large, it's true. The WWE has some of the best performers in the entire world.
Sure.
They're capable of putting on the best wrestling programming in the entire world because they got unparalleled production value. They got some of the best wrestlers in the whole world. It's just the creative side of things. This isn't up to the task, seemingly, on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But when the product isn't seen as enjoyable, by and large, and he's on Twitter saying, oh, this is the absolute best, he comes off as a company guy.
Well, yeah, I think even beyond that, I think if you want to rah-rah your own company, I think that's great. I think that the WWE gets by almost solely on the strength of its performers,
yep.
Not on the strength of its creative.
See, now,
if all that stuff came together, it would be the best product on the planet.
Yes, it would.
Like NXT is.
If it was a matter of Seth backing up the men and women in that locker room, and not necessarily in saying people, you know, talking trash about whatever people, individual wrestlers or wrestlers as a collective, and he stands up for them. Great.
Yeah,
that's leadership.
Sort of, the problem is he kind of defends stuff that really isn't defensible.
Yes.
You know,
when people inquire about process, because you listen to that New Day podcast, it's all about process.
Yeah.
And they're open with it. They are transparent.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. They go into great detail. It's wildly entertaining. It's great. Why can't, when Seth said at Comic-Con and someone asked him about process, why can't you just give him an honest answer instead of saying, well, you weren't there. How do you know?
Yeah, I didn't see you backstage.
Why be so dismissive?
I know, that stuff is very obnoxious. Yeah.
It's stuff like that, I think, that gets him in trouble.
There's also, I mean, you can speculate there are reasons for that. I mean, the New Day are a group that are together. They're not under the same spotlight as one person. It's kind of like, this is something that I remember seeing this like on a Beatles documentary, how like at least the Beatles sort of kept their heads together because they're all together, but they would all see Elvis and how crazy he was going because it was just Elvis. And there's like, when you look at the New Day and you look at Seth, there's kind of like, I can see how there's a difference there. But the general philosophy that the New Day have of, hey, let's open up the process versus Seth, who seems to be like, you know, towing the company line of no, keep everybody or the old school company line of let's keep everybody at bay.
Kayfabe.
And then resent them when they try to. Yeah,
no, it doesn't make any sense in this day and age when so much more is known about the inner workings of the business. So people are just curious about it. And it's indicative of the fans' passion for the business. That they want to know how things are done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and anyways, as far as Seth wanting to have a face to face with CM Punk, well, he can show up next week. Punk's
going to be there.
He's going to be on backstage next week.
Yeah. So
I'm sure he'll be asked about Seth Rollins.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they're going to ask him about that. And, you know, he'll give a typically, you know, clever pithy
answer. Maybe he'll cut a promo on Seth like he did on Tom Arnold.
They'll do, yeah, they'll do promo class with Seth Rollins and CM Punk.
Oh, that'd be a delight.
That'd be good.
Man, see CM Punk just, oh, ripping to Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Seth, would Seth have cry face? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he would.
He already kind of does. Like, some, you know, when he gets booed and stuff.
Kind of does.
Anyways, all this was sort of after or in the wake of the announcement. The big announcement on backstage last night, broken by insider Ryan Satin on the Satin sheet. John Morrison's return,
yeah,
has been confirmed now. Even after John Morrison, you know, lambasted dirt sheets for saying,
yeah, because PW Insider said way back in September that he had re-signed.
Yeah, and then like, Morrison took to Twitter saying no. Well, didn't he? Didn't literally say no, but he didn't. He kind of like talk
like
crap?
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that is one of my biggest pet peeves. Is wrestlers coming out and discrediting relatively credible wrestling journalists.
Especially when it ends up being real news.
Exactly. It's like, dude.
Just be silent about it.
Just be silent about it, you know?
Anyway, WWE had a press release after the announcement saying, quote, the guru of greatness. Was that his nickname back then?
I thought he was the Jomo Sapien. Or is that all his fans?
That's what I remember about his run.
Anyways, actually. The guru of greatness is set to bring his Hollywood style. How is that different from strong style? Back to WWE for the first time since 2011. A former tag team and intercontinental champion, Morrison is still fondly remembered by the WWE Universe for his unique and exciting in-ring style, which was influenced by his extensive background in parkour. Morrison's TV, that's the most 2011 thing ever.
It really is.
Morrison's TV return and brand affiliation are still to be determined. And then, of course, he confirmed the news himself on Twitter saying, confirmed, check mark. I have signed with at WWE. I've never been as good at anything as I am at wrestling. And I can't wait to stand again in a WWE ring opposite the most talented people in the business. Well, if that was the case, he'd be going to NXT.
Or as CM Punk commented, New Japan, maybe.
Yeah.
Because... Punk tweeted, quote, dude, Will Ospreay is in New Japan.
Oh, man. Wow.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Ooh.
Ooh.
As a Fox employee, it's okay. You can say that.
I guess so. Next, also announced on backstage, again, via Ryan Satin.
Well, hold on. Are you excited about this Jomo return?
Yeah, I guess it's fine.
You know, I would say that they're going to bring him in to sort of like put over new guys, but like they brought Rey Mysterio back. And
well, first, he put over Andrade a ton.
Yeah, he did. Now he's the U.S. champion.
Yeah, Rey actually did not win a whole lot.
No, he didn't.
Until recently.
But then, like, Rey's kind of on a different level than Jomo.
Yeah.
Rey's like legit legend.
Yeah.
Jomo's not. I just wish at one point John Morrison would have, like, remember when Drew left and he all of a sudden he turned into like a real man, and then he came back and it's like, wow, this is Drew but times 1,000. I kind of wish Jomo would have gone away and then like changed things up.
He's been existing kind of in a time capsule. Right?
Well, it's been like he's been in, I'm not going to say hibernation, but stasis. Suspended animation.
Yeah, some sort of stasis.
Because he hasn't aged. He still looks the exact same.
He's got the same gear.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's got the same guy. I've never been.
He needs a repackage. You know he's going to come out and it's going to be the.
Oh, it's the going to be the exact same thing.
Slow-mo entrance, all that.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same exact thing.
I don't know. I mean,
he's fun to watch in the ring. Yeah. He's not much of a promo guy. We know to expect.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a needle mover, a major player? No.
No.
He'll put on some good matches.
He's gonna be another U.S. title guy, right?
Yeah, that's
probably what it's gonna be.
I kind of feel like that's the upper limit.
Unless they put him on, they should put him on SmackDown. I feel like there's more breathing room for him on SmackDown.
Maybe
that U.S. title scene, which is the de facto world title scene, is really clogged up.
Yeah, it's got to be SmackDown.
It's got to be SmackDown
or Johnny Next.
I don't want to see him on NXT. I want NXT is for what's next. Is for what's new, man. I want the new there. I don't want.
What if he finds some new pants?
I'd be okay with a rebranded Johnny NXT, a Johnny Full Sail, as long as he's completely rebranded.
Yeah.
At least just not bell bottoms. At least.
With the fuzzy cuffs.
Yeah. Package them with the Fashion Police.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're doing so great. Anyways.
I was getting to this on backstage, revealed via Ryan Satin.
The Satin Sheet.
Yeah, Satin Sheet.
Insider.
Dio Madden. Apparently, he's gone from Raw commentary permanently, as reported on Pro Wrestling Sheet. Ryan Satin's editor-in-chief of that place, too. Dio still has aspirations to become a WWE superstar. Therefore, he's returned to the Performance Center to continue training with the top coaches in the business, filling the vacancy position. In his place will be Samoa Joe, who will sit on commentary until Joe is cleared for in-ring action.
Hopefully never, because I want Joe to be voice of Raw.
I love him on commentary. He's great. Get rid of Lawler, Vic, and Joe. That's a winning team right there. However, I think back to segments like when Joe was cornering Paul Heyman. I need that still, too. That is one of the best segments in the last 5 years. It was so good.
Yeah, you got to put him on SmackDown, don't you? Again. The de facto world title scene is clogged up right now.
No, put Joe in that de facto world title scene and have him win it.
He's not going to win it. How about this?
I'll say this. Joe still has a lot left in the tank as a wrestler.
Let's compromise.
He can still put on really good matches. What?
He starts out a commentary every Monday. And then when it's time for a match or a thing that he has to do, he just goes down to the ring, does whatever he has to do, comes back to commentary all sweaty and stuff.
Fine. Player coach, essentially.
Yes! So we get 3 hours of Joe. And no slow.
Save for the 10 to 15 minutes of his match.
Well, you still get Joe because it's a match.
Yeah, no, but not talking.
Right, exactly. Maybe he can pre-record generic. Look at Joe get hands.
Some canned audio, yeah.
Look at Joe trying to catch a case.
Yeah.
Look at Joe go to work.
Yeah, look at Joe go to work. Joe taking it to Hot Carl there.
Joe taking it to Hot Carl.
Anyways. Dio already has a match set in his mind because he tweeted, quote, Matt Riddle moved on to Goldberg, so I'll retire Brock. Of course, it was Brock that dropped Dio through the announce table with an F5 several weeks back. Haven't seen him since. It was kind of. I wonder if Dio, you know, his first exposure to commentary, seemingly, at least publicly, was on 205.
Yeah.
I doubt it's the same experience. And by that, I mean you probably don't have Vince chirping in your ear every 2 seconds. Telling you what to say.
He was very relaxed on 205 from the minute he started.
And he was really good.
And then as soon as he got to Raw, and he got either it's Vince chirping in his ear or it's the psychological aspect of being on the biggest show, basically the flagship show of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he looked like a deer in headlights, man. And it's not a great look.
No.
So I hope that you know he's got a great look to him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, seeing him on commentary,
got a ton of personality, a ton of charisma,
got a lot of personality that he, you know, I think he can mine. He's been in developmental for a while now,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, hopefully, it does give him an opportunity to break out. I'd be done with it. Again. NXT. I want to see what's new.
Yeah.
Dio Madden would be new.
New.
I'm fine with that. We'll see if that happens. NXT preview.
Yeah, speaking of NXT.
And AEW are back on top tonight.
See, I didn't bother with any of the verbiage. I just put matches and what they had on their official previews.
That was weird.
What?
No, I'm really happy about that. No, I had a weird thing on my computer right now.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, it said your location is currently being in use, so apparently the feds are about to get us.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, NXT, first entry here is Rhea Ripley looks for payback against Dakota Kai tonight. So I guess they're going to have a match maybe?
Yeah, probably. Or an encounter.
Yes, at the least.
Some sort.
Also, next, go ahead.
How will Adam Cole respond to Finn Balor's attack?
He'll probably be upset about it.
Because Finn Balor gave him a Pele kick.
As we saw when he visited a psychiatrist.
Got anger issues.
He has anger issues.
He's got anger issues, but he also loves to look in the mirror.
That was a good line. Next, can Leo Rush and Angel Garza be kept apart?
Ooh, are they lovers?
No, they're feuding, man.
If it was Angel Garza, man, he's so pretty.
He's a handsome dude. He is a handsome dude.
I wouldn't blame Leo Rush, but he's married with kids.
And then finally, Kushida. Returns to action tonight.
Oh, Kushida! Maybe they're going to give him something to do now.
That'd be nice.
I'd hope so.
Well, it's going to be a squash match tonight.
Yeah, I know. They got to give him a storyline. Because
who do you think he's going to squash? Raul Mendoza.
Hasn't he beat him already? They have a match already? Maybe not.
Jonah Rock.
No, they're going to have Kushida squash Jonah Rock.
It wouldn't be a squash match. I don't think it's going to be a squash match.
Well, if it's Kushida versus Swerve, that'd be awesome. It'd be a really good match.
That'd be good.
AEW over there got five advertised matches first. Dustin Rhodes and the Young Bucks taking on XLAX and Sammy Guevara. That should be fun.
That'll be good.
Like, all these matches seem like they could be pretty good. Mox taking on Joey Janela. That'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be good, but God, has there been a build to that? I know that Joey Janela went to like a GCW show or something.
Yeah, that was a build.
Come on, man. These are two of my favorite guys. I want to see 3 weeks of them building to this.
It's encompassing the entire world of wrestling, just not one show, Steve. You got to look at it. You got such a small view of what AEW is.
Look, man, I got a lot on my plate. If you give me a wrestling show, I'm telling you, AEW needs to figure this out, man. We need to get the info on the dang show that you want us to watch.
Here, maybe this is their philosophy. I just thought of this.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe their philosophy isn't just so much, we want to build up our own show, which we can do fine. We want to put a spotlight in the larger world of independent wrestling, and that's how they do
it. Well,
if
your show gets canceled, then you're not going to have a spotlight to put on anybody, man.
No, but they go back to the indies, and everybody want to go see them. So even if the show gets canceled, it still works out.
Would you, hey, seriously speaking, if they got canceled and they went to Twitch, would you watch it?
Yeah, I'd probably watch it.
Probably?
Yeah, I probably would.
Ooh, that's a probably. That's a probably right there.
Next, Trent versus Phoenix. That'll be fun.
I wonder who's going to win that one.
Phoenix. Chris Statlander. Versus Ooh. Hikaru Shida.
This should be a good match. I've heard really good. I think I've seen one Chris Statlander match.
She had a match on Dark within the last couple weeks.
Didn't she have a match like on the regular show last week?
Oh, I didn't watch last week.
Maybe not. Maybe not. She's been signed though.
Yeah.
And I've heard great things about her. And I think that WWE wanted her.
Yeah.
She elected maybe to go to AEW. And Hikaru Shida is really good.
Yeah, she is good.
So that should be a really cool match.
And then finally, this should be great. Pentagon Jr. versus Christopher Daniels. Of course, they have beef stemming from Package Pile Driver.
I am interested in watching this because there has been a build to this match.
Been a build for Mox and Janelle. He's got to pay attention, man.
They forced you to pay attention. What, a GCW show? They don't force me to do anything. I'm not going to watch stuff that isn't on the TV.
You didn't have to watch the GCW show. You see the thing on Twitter is like Joey's like, oh, they're not booking me tonight. Well, guess what? I'm gonna call out Mox.
Yeah.
It just takes going through your Twitter timeline.
Deal with the times, man. I don't want to get a TV angle built on Twitter. That's what we complain about with WWE all the time.
That's how things are done now.
Oh,
get used
man.
To it.
Oh, I didn't know you were such a man of the future now.
I'm on here. I may not use it a whole lot, but I'm here on here reading everything. Look, you put a picture of me looking at Kevin Owens' cat video.
See, look, engagement. Too good, me brother.
Your internet's down here.
Yeah, it is down.
I'm not getting too
really?
Good. Really? No.
Come on,
you're
man.
You're talking trash. Get out of here with that nonsense.
It's lovingly, though. It's lovingly.
Well, speaking of which, I do have my friend clip shirt.
See, look at that. Too good, me brother.
No, I'm not going to
do that. Oh, my God. What a dick. Anyways, that's it for News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Till next time, we'll talk to you later. Too good, me brother. Yeah.
Ah! Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.